This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Our first reading this morning is a familiar passage from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will also know my Father. From now on, you do not know him and have seen him. Philip said, Master, show us the Father, for that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father, and whatever you ask in my name I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. Let's rise and join together in the statement of faith of our United Church of Christ. We believe in God, the eternal Spirit, who has made known to us in Jesus our Lord, and to whose deeds we testify. God calls the worlds into being, creates humankind in the divine image, and sets before us the ways of life and death. God seeks in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. God judges all humanity and all nations by that will of righteousness declared through prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Lord, God has come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the whole creation to its Creator. God bestows upon us the Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. God calls us into the Church, to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be servants in the service of the whole human family, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. God promises to all who trust in the gospel forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, the presence of the Holy Spirit in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in that kingdom which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto God. Amen.
Our focus scripture for the morning comes from 1 Peter, the second chapter, verses 2 through 10. This is, there's some discussion about whether this is like a baptismal liturgy or whether it's an actual letter. Most scholars agree it's an actual letter written to the church at a time of Jews and Jewish Christians and Gentiles who were struggling with their faith, as we all do. So pay close attention to the words of this portion of the letter. You've had a taste of God. Now, like infants at the breast, drink deep of God's pure kindness. Then you'll grow up mature and whole in God. Welcome to the living stone, the source of life. The workman took one look and threw it out. God set it in the place of honor. Present yourselves as building stones for the construction of a sanctuary vibrant with life, in which you'll serve as holy priests, offering Jesus-approved lives up to God. The scriptures provide precedent. Look, I'm setting a stone in Zion, a cornerstone in the place of honor. Whoever trusts in this stone as a foundation will never regret. To you who trust him, he's a stone to be proud of. But to those who refuse to trust him, the stone the workman threw out is now the chief cornerstone. For the untrusting, it's a stone to trip over, a boulder blocking the way. They trip and fall because they refuse to obey, just as predicted. But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do God's work, and speak out for God, to tell others of the night and day difference God has made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. It's an election year. Candidates are already crisscrossing the state, making their promises, making their appearances. If we really stop and think about it, at least in my mind, we're in a perpetual election year. It just goes from one to the other to the other. We just don't vote every election year. But the politicians are about us, in our midst, coming and going, speaking to gatherings, using their talking points. You know what talking points are, right? I looked it up. Talking points are a set of clear, easily remembered phrases that outline a proposal, a project, an idea. In most cases, talking points are used to keep a speaker on track. We know our politicians use them when they speak to present their ideas, their proposals. But we all use them, do we not? If we stop to think about it, we all use talking points. When we have an idea we wish to share, we hit specific things to highlight that idea. We're not the only ones. God uses talking points. The Bible is full of God's talking points. God used talking points in the creation of the world, in the creation stories we have in the Bible. God used talking points with his prophets, who relayed those talking points to the people that they spoke to. Jesus used talking points all the time. We have those in Scripture too. As followers of the way, we should use those same talking points when we speak to the world, when we live our daily lives, not for our own purposes, not for our own ideas, proposals, projects, but for God's purposes, for God's intent, for God's vision, for the purpose that Jesus came to use those talking points that Jesus got from God to build the world that God had in mind, that we hope for. Our talking points, David read some of them this morning from that 14th chapter of John. Don't be troubled. Trust in God. There's room for everybody. And some others that we know well. Love one another. You are never alone. Do unto others. The list goes on and on. the talking points that have been handed down to us from God through Jesus, it's not just an idea, not just a proposal, not just a project. They present a way of life, a way of life that is opposite from the world that we live in, that is other from the world that we live in. Inclusive talking points. We're God's chosen for priestly work. We are a holy people. Whenever I read holy, I was talking other. We're other than the people that are around us, possibly. We offer a different way, another way, an alternate way. We're God's instruments. As 1 Peter points out, we are God's spokespersons in this time and this place. The talking points that we have are to keep us on track, to live the way that God calls us to live, that Jesus showed us to live. We gather around this table this morning to remember those talking points that have been handed down to us, to recall and give thanks for them, and the life of the one who gave them to us. We have been equipped with them. Talking points to change the world and everyone and everything in it. Let's use them each day. Let's exemplify them each day. The world needs to hear them more than any other talking points that are around. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.